But anyway, we're here now with Philip Bell. Hello, Philip. How you doing, mate?
Very well.
Very well. You do look well.
Thank you.
Looking all put together.
Snazzy.
It's more like so than
I'm looking like
t-shirts.
a homeless man's walked into the studio.
That's not fine. That's fine. You're just a radio presenter. It doesn't matter.
Don't need to see me.
Now, Philip, you're here to tell us all about the Ipswich Park to Park. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. It's this weekend.
It's a huge event. It's and it's growing every year. So this year, We're kind of taking bets at the moment, but we anticipate having about 2,200 people turn up to participate in that.
So who do I speak to about placing a bet?
It's kind of off the record.
Under the tables.
Set us up,
so I checked out the website. You've got a bunch of different categories. You don't even need to run. Is that the case?
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on producing a community-based event that has something for everyone. So the interesting thing about this event is in the running calendar, it's a key feature. So I guess the premier event for athletes is the half marathon.
Mm.
It's an incredibly grueling course.
I read people start training for that like a year in advance.
Absolutely. And for some of the I guess, semi-professional and pro-am runners, it's a key event in the calendar. That 21.5 kilometres is difficult at the best of times, but when you combine the hills of Queen's Park and Limestone Park, it becomes even more challenging.
21 kilometers.
That's right.
That's a good time.
Wow.
That's a good time.
That's going to take a while. So when do they kick off? It's Sunday. The registration's finished yesterday. Is that correct?
Correct.
So you had up until last night to register to run.
That's right. We still take some registrations on the day, though.
On the day? Yeah, that's good news for anyone who missed out.
That's right. And there's, as you say, there's a range of events. So in addition to those high-profile athletic events in the half marathon and the half marathon relay event.
Oh, yep.
We've got the 10K run that always attracts some really terrific local athletes.
Yeah, cool.
The 5-kilometre run.
Now, that sounds like it's more up my alley, guys. the 21.
The 5-kilometre walk is absolutely fantastic.
Okay, no, I changed my mind. I'm signing up for that one. I want the walk. Thank you.
And we've got the family challenge, of course, which is terrific. And all the way to the, I guess, the climax of the day, which is the mascot marathon. And
Mascot marathon. Is this like a furry race?
It is very much so. I'm sure those mascots are praying that the weather is kind.
Oh no!
The overheating in those costumes. Oh,
they're very pleased that we run it in the middle of winter.
You wouldn't be able to run it any other time. It'd be against all the OH&S for Brisbane,
people
wouldn't it?
People would be passing out, wouldn't they?
That is upsetting. Ah, but that's exciting. What kind of mascots have you got?
There's mascots from key partners. We've got Clancy the koala from the Queensland Police. We've got Pig E-Bank from one of the local bank supporters.
Pig E-Bank.
And of course, there's Sneaky, which is the Ipswich Hospital Foundation mascot, which is
Sneaky.
Our very own sneaker.
It's a shoe.
It is indeed.
Yeah. Oh no! Oh, Philip, no!
It's a giant shoe.
It's a shoe named Sneaker.
But it is a sneaker,
no sneaking.
It really is a great attraction for the morning to see some of the shoes fly off.
I'm so excited! This is great. Can you bring dogs?
You can bring dogs in the walk event.
Obviously not in the race or the 10K marathon.
Come on, Fido. Let's go. We're doing the 10K.
You're holding me back, mate.
That's right. So, but it is a family-focused fun day. The interesting thing about this year is we've changed a few things around. So this year, as an added attraction, we're actually tracking some of the key athletes using GPS technology.
Okay, cool.
So we've got a major sponsor who's contributing those high-tech devices that some of these key athletes will be wearing across in particular the half marathon.
So you can watch the marathon in real time.
Absolutely.
Watching the little dots.
Correct. Yeah,
like one of those shark tracker apps that they've got for those.
Sitting there just planning, just plotting. Yes, go, like, John. Go.
I don't have any money on this.
Excellent, John.
I'm definitely not in the hole for $2,000 on number 56.
That's right. So some of the key technology, I mean, in addition to watching some of the live vision from Facebook Live crosses and our drone camera technology.
Look at his face light up when you say drone camera technology.
It's really terrific.
Boys, so they're all the same.
It's a real spectacle for the crowd. So we've got grandstand seating, stage event. Events will be commencing from very early in the morning. Mm. And
the first one's at like 7 or something, isn't it?
Correct.
That's
a good time.
You people are insane. 7 a.m.? I didn't know there was a 7 a.m.
The beauty of that, though, is that because they're staged events, there's people on the track finishing all the time. So
never a dull moment.
That's right. And we've got a great team of four commentators this year who'll be, I guess, calling in some of the key athletes, but also identifying some of the fun activities that are going on around the course as well.
Well, that's really exciting. We're all looking forward to the Ipswich Park to Park races coming up on Sunday. You should all head to, whereabouts is it being the starting line being set up?
It's at Bill Patterson Oval at Limestone.
Bill Patterson Oval at Limestone. Is that a suburb?
Limestone Park. It's a park.
Oh. Yeah. I was going to say there's a suburb of Ipswich called Limestone and I didn't know about it.
Limestone's a sweet name, isn't it?
That is a really cool name. We should start a band. All right. Thank you very much for coming in today, Phil. It was great to speak to you. We're all looking very much forward to the Ipswich Foundation fundraising park to park marathon race. And we, as USQ, are apparently...
Presenting partners.
Presenting partners. That's what they call it. Presenting partners. That's the official term. We're presenting partners.
It's great to have your support. So thank you very much.
Oh, one last question. Are you going to be racing, Phil?
Oh, look, it's the short answer is no.
Oh.
The long answer is many of us in our office who put this fantastic event together would love to participate. Unfortunately, this is the one day when we need to stand aside and make sure everyone
else. That's true.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do the hard, rough work. And correct. You guys are on the front line sacrificing your chance to run. That's just, honestly, heroes. Heroes.
Thank you very much.